Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though. There's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Stock up, stock down, live on the Drive every Wednesday right about this time. And it's the bye week. Houston Texans not in action this week. They head into the bye week. The 2-3 record, but two strong wins to head into the bye week. And I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. And as I'm known to do, I like to get the negatives out of the way. So let's go ahead and do that. Do our best Jordan Belfort impression and get them negatives out of the way. Stock down for you, Ron, for the Houston Texans, as they head into this bye week for 2025.
Stock down here. This guy is, for me, almost just a disappointment from what I thought he was going to be. And that is Kalen Bullock. I mean, he's not been awful or anything. But, you know, we were in training camp, Clint Tyler, and you could not stop seeing him make plays. Even when we weren't there, when they went to West Virginia, he was making plays. He was picking off CJ left and right. Like, I mean, he was
flashes.
He was primed to have a big season. We were like, man, he's the player of the camp for like the first 2 or 3 weeks. And he just hasn't made, I would say, the impact that I thought he would make this year. Again, he's not been terrible or anything. He's not been bad or anything. If you'd have told me, all right, man, you guys, hey, Texans gonna have a safety that leads the team with three picks. I wouldn't have said Petrie. I would have said after 5 weeks it would have been Kalen Bullock. And again, just kind of a bit disappointed that it's kind of been a slow start to me from him. Again, not been terrible, but I thought he was really just going to have a Pro Bowl-like season.
Yeah, I think there's been a little bit of a shift in how they're using him. And this has kind of sparked some interest in, to go back and look at some different things. But for whatever reason, like
He has been closer to the line of scrimmage more than...
I feel like I've seen him in the box and around the line of scrimmage more than expected. I mean, last year it felt like this dude's roaming center field all year long. I mean, he's doing his thing as a free safety, reading the eyes, picking off mistakes. And this year it seems like he spent a little bit more time down in the box and showing some level of physicality, which is surprising being that he's light in the ass. You know what I mean? He just doesn't seem – he's not a real thick player. He came in, they said he needed to gain weight. Now, I don't know how important it is that he gains weight. He plays physical and he gets it done. But the change in kind of how he's being deployed, I think, probably lends itself to – not being in position to get his hands on as many balls as he did last year.
So young Kalen Bullock.
Yeah, man, I just expected more. It's just 5 weeks, but I expected more.
You know, I think we all did.
I mean, it wasn't an easy week now.
It wasn't. It
wasn't.
Baltimore.
A lot of good.
Harbaugh's biggest loss as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens at home at the hands of your Houston Texans. It's beautiful. All right, stock down for Ron. That was Kalen Bullock. Over to you, Clint Sterner. What is your stock down for these Houston Texans going into the bye?
The low-hanging fruit, man. Lakin Tomlinson. I mean, 100-plus.
Real LT.
100-plus consecutive start streak that he had down the drain. I'm so glad to see it because I thought for a second there we were going to see this rotation, you know, this musical chairs at left guard just to keep that starting streak alive. But yeah, Lakin Tomlinson, like I said a couple segments ago, I thought he was the guy. And again, I put a lot of stock into D'Amico Ryans, knew exactly who he was. They were in San Francisco, I believe, together. If you're going to bring this guy in that maybe has a couple of warts, not the best pass protector, but you know, hey, this guy's an alpha. This guy's super physical. This guy embodies everything I want my offensive line to be. He's going to come in and lead this group. Well, yeah, okay, make it. Plug and play. He was a plug and play starter, you know, damn near from jump. And so for that to not work out, I got to believe that the stock is down on Lakin Tomlinson. The left guard. No harm, no foul, because that means that a second round pick that you got aggressive and moved up to get in Juice Scruggs is the guy, and that means he's playing well. So no harm, no foul, but Lakin Tomlinson stock down.
All right, we got them damn annoying negative Nancys out of the way. You are tuned into The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Stock up, stock down. We do it every Wednesday right around 3:30 p.m. Got the stock downs done with. Want to stay with you right there, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner. What is your stock up for the Texans as they go into this bye week for 2025?
I got a couple of them. Since I'm not going to mess anybody else's up, I'm going to use them. Nick Cayley, man. I mean, right now, I don't know if that offense is going to travel to Seattle well or not. But just to know that Nick Cayley has in his bag the ability to go get 10 different guys targets, 8 different guys catches. To know that he has it in his bag to get his quarterback, convince his quarterback to buy in and play this brand of football. You know, it looks like some of the double team stuff and the offensive line that I talked about last week is starting to pay off. So I'm going to go with Nick Cayley on the offensive side of the football. And Ron, I can't leave my man MJ Stewart out. There's not a stat line. There's not a big play. But MJ Stewart appears to be a real starter in this league. And he jumps off the screen at times. He's not just a fill-in. I'll be honest, I thought he was a special teams guy playing safety until they found somebody else, until Jimmy Ward got healthy or until somebody else proved they could play that position. I think MJ Stewart is a real starter, real player with this team.
Been thumping fools, too.
Yeah, man. Whew. He'll come down and hit you now.
I like that. And put a cap on this thing for us, Ron, the shoe, Hughley. Stock up for the Texans in your eyes.
A couple of stock ups, by the way, here on the text line. Houston stressing. EJ Speed gives him a stock up. The Ariante Ursary from the text line stock up.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Stressens, by the way. He does great work.
I'm going to go with, and he initially stole mine, but I get to say it first. So I, on the air, it was me. Nobody else knows that he stole it except for me on the text line because I can read it. And it is British Brooks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I got you. British Brooks. He had been another one. Like him and there are a couple of Tommy and a couple of guys where They were so impressive from the coaching staff. At least they spoke of them this way, but started out being inactive multiple times this year. And we really got to see him. I know he only had two carries for 15 yards, but it is hard. Every time we see him, whether he's on special teams or he gets an opportunity running the ball, whether that's preseason or regular season, whatever, like, it's hard to miss him. It seems like he does something that you remember. And I'm telling you, boy, that little fullback dive, and that dude is coming in. He does not seem to really give a damn about his own health. And he is just going to run as hard as he can, and you better just stop him. And most aren't able to do so. He had a nice little 9-yard run in that game, and I like his physicality and what he brings, and I think they like it. Jakob Johnson has the injury, and I think we're potentially going to see more of that. I'd much rather have British Brooks lined up back in the backfield in a fullback role than try to roll one of those tight ends to do it. So I really like what he's doing.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have British Brooks in there than Jakob Johnson. I know there's a history there with Nick Caserio, and there's maybe more of a true fullback with him. But I would love to see these guys make a decision when they have options. Right now, they're forced into playing British Brooks, right, with an injury. But I'd love to see them say, you know what? We're going to take a guy that may not have the resume at fullback. We're going to take the guy that is more athletic, that brings a little bit more explosion, that brings a little bit more pop to the position, and we're going to get creative with him and bank on his athletic ability. Look, he's not small, but just his running back abilities versus his fullback experience. I like that. I like that little bit of a call it a risk. I like that decision by the organization. Although this one, again, they were forced into it, I believe, by injury. I like him at fullback, man, and I think the two plays he made last week are probably going to earn him some more run.
I'm with you. Stock up for our guy British Brooks. All right, coming up, hey, we want to make sure you have an opportunity to win a little cash and stay with T-Mills. So with these games, T-Mills got some games coming up before the end of the show where we regularly do T-Mills best bets. We're going to move it up, so we'll do T-Mills best bets coming up in this segment, so stay tuned. And somebody else, Clint, I don't even think we put him on Stock Down because, I mean, it's been down, and there ain't no reason to be repetitive. I want to get into to him right before we hit T-Mills Best Bets coming up next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.